Okay, today's parak is Zechariah Parak Zion. As we continue here with the nevuos of the beginning of Bayesheni, Zechariah gets and convinces people to come and build the Beis Hamikdash. Here in this parak, he is asked a question from the people that are still living in Bavel about whether they should be fasting on the fast days that they've been fasting on over the past 70 years, whether they should continue fasting as the Beis Hamikdash is being built. And because of that, Zechariah reviews some of the problems that led to the Churban in the first place. Right? That's the parak. As we'll see, this parak and next parak refer to some of the fast days that we, of course, are familiar with. Says the Navi, Vahi Bishnas Arba LeDaryavesh HaMelech. It was in the fourth year of Daryavesh, Haya Dvar Hashem El Zechariah. Hashem spoke to Zechariah, the Arba Lachodesh Hadashi, Bekislev in Kislev. As we mentioned, Zechariah is one of the few Sarim that mention the names of the months. Vayishlach Beit El, Sar Etzer, Veregem, Melech, Va'anashav. Sar Etzer and Regem, Melech, name of a person, name of people, and their men send, either Beit El is also the name of one of them, or they send to Beit El, Lechalos es Pnei Hashem. They had a question of how to behave in the following case. Leimor al kohanim asher lebeis Hashem tzvakos, to say to the kohanim ve'al hanaviim leimor, ha'evke b'chodesh ha'chamishi. Shall we cry? Shall I cry? Each one in the fifth month. The fifth month is Av, right? He nazer kasher asisi. Shall I withhold pleasure from myself? From the word nazir, as we have been doing. Ze kamet shanim. Shall we cry? So, what exactly is the issue that's going on here? So, first of all, Rashi says they're wondering. Since the Beis HaMikdash started to be built, rebuilt, so the question is, shall they cry and continue observing these days? The Radak says that they did not believe that it would eventually lead to it. They didn't have emuna. V'yata, says the Radak. Afa bisha shamu ki hayu bonim, hayu ktane amana, v'hirotzim la'alos mimavel. Remember, these are a group. They're asking from Bavel. The Beis HaMikdash is being built and they weren't coming. So obviously there was something wrong. They didn't want to come up from Bavel. And they were mektane amana. Ki lo hayu ma'aminim, sheyashlim binyan abayis, v'ya'amod mipnei hatsarim osam, v'shalu im yatsumu b'tishabav, kamoaz shasu shivim shana. They were asking whether they should be fasting on Tisha B'Av because they didn't have the emuna. The Abarbanel says, not just they didn't have the emuna, they, even if they thought that it would be rebuilt, they knew, maybe they had a Mesorah, maybe they heard, that it was still not going to be the same. It's going to be, so to speak, an inferior mikdash. So is this inferior mikdash enough to not fast or observe the halacha, observe the nihukim, says the Abarbanel. V'lo levad goli Bavel asu zeh. Not just the people from Bavel were wondering this. Ki gam ha-Yehudim asher hayu b'Mitzrayim u'ba'amon u'ba'moav u'ba'artzos ha-Yevanim u'ba'shararatzos. The Jews went everywhere. They didn't just go to Bavel after the Churban. Says the Abarbanel, they went to all different lands. V'gam osam shegalu l'svarad v'tzarfas u'ba'kitzvos ha-Mayrif. Lo ratzu la'alos l'bayisheni. Ki hayu mefursamos etzlam. Nevuos Daniel. They all knew the Nevuah of Daniel, the Yadu Mehagalis HaAsid, they knew it wasn't going to be permanent, the Gam Mechameshas Hadvarim HaKadoshim, Shayachasim Bevayesheni, they knew the Gemara in Meseches Yuma, at the end of the first parak, the items that were going to be missing, the Aron, and the Eish, and the Shechina, Umipnei Kenlo Ratzulalos, we're going to go up for this inferior Beis HaMikdash, now we'll stay here. We'll stay here. Unbelievable. They weren't going to come up for a mikzas Beis HaMikdash. V'chein asu golei bavel yom. Golei bavel heyotam yoter krovim liyushalayim. Even though they were closer. And that they asked. They said, we don't want to go back. Right? We don't think that this is going to be a complete geula. So again, the Radak says they didn't think it would be rebuilt in the first place. The Abarbanel said maybe even if it would be rebuilt, they thought it would be garua, and therefore they weren't interested in returning. They Dafka asked about Ha'evke B'chodesh HaChamishi. That's only one of the fast days. So what about the other ones? The Besudas David says that they asked about all of them. Says the Besudas David, Ha'evke Retzolomar, Ha'sheila hi Emevke Me'ata B'chodesh HaChamishi, Hi Tishabav, V'hu Adin Kol Dalet Somos, V'achso HaChomer Shebekulan, you pick the most Chomer, Tishabav, but it really means the four. It means Asar B'teves, it means Som Gedalia, and it means Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Teves, Tisha B'Av, and the Shavas B'Tamos. So again, all of them were asked. The Abarbanel says maybe it's only Tisha B'Av. Maybe it's only Tisha B'Av. Why? Tisha B'Av is about the Mikdash and about the Shechina. The others were about the political conquest and maybe the walls, and they felt, says the Abarbanel, so maybe the other fasts for sure are Batel. What, the breaking of the walls, the siege? They're back. So of course you don't have to worry about the siege anymore, that they would besiege on Asar B'Teves. Sha'avshi yachashav shiz ba'alutso madalit shaya osim lefi shenivka bo ha'ir, right, Shavas V'tamas, which they observed because the walls were broken, v'tzoma asiri shenaseh b'yom shesomach melabavel yado yishalayim, and also Asar B'Teves. V'gam tzona zayin shenaseh b'yom harigas gedaya ben achikam v'dalas ha'am asher hayimo galum yirushalayim. Even they didn't ask about those. Why? Lefisha she'ela shloshes hatzomos kivon sheshavu b'nei Yehuda liYerushalayim v'chazra of the laba'aleha. Right, they returned and the Jews were back. Min haroi she's balu. It's appropriate that they those should be batel. Hine nishra safek al hasafek al chodesh hachamishi shebo nishra beis Hashem v'golsa Yehuda me'oni me'ov avoda the Eser Masos Naso Shechina. Ha'im Yeroi Kivim Shal Shava Shechina Bimkoma. The Shechina did not return, and therefore maybe Tisha B'Av is different. Maybe Tisha B'Av is different, and they don't have a Malchus based David yet. Ha'im Roi Sheyivku Achamishi Bizman Shenasa Shechina V'Galu. Ada Sheyashiv Hashem Shvusam V'Yikabez Pizuram. Oh, Im Yivut Alabech Yehu Me'achar Josi Yushalayim B'Yedeyim. Or not. That was the Shaila that they were asking. The Rinas Yitzchak suggests that maybe every fast day, or not every, at least Tisha B'Av, let's say, has two elements. It has the element of a Tainus and the element of Avelus. Tainus and Avelus. So maybe they were asking, they weren't asking about the Tainus element because they still don't have a base of Mikdash. So Pashut, that they should fast. But the question is, what about Avelus? They're being Osik Bebinyan. If they're being Osik Bebinyan, so maybe there's no more issues of Avelus there. So again, maybe that's what's rooted in the question that was being asked. So that's Evke B'Chodesh HaChamishi. There's another word to focus on, Hinazer. Hinazer, Kasher Asisi, shall we withhold ourselves? What's Hinazer? So Hinazer, Rashi explains, Lefrosh Min HaTainug, to separate from Tainug. Kasher Asisi Zeshivim Shana. As we've been doing, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tainus, in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph, a fast day is not just fasting from food. It's a whole way of spending my day. Says the Rambam, Kol Ashari B'Tainus, Bein Shai Misana Al Tzaraso O Al Chalomo, Bein Shai Misana Ima Tzibor, Al Tzaraso, whether it's a private fast day or a public one, Harize Lo Yinhog Yidunim Ba'atzmo. It's not a day to have tremendous enjoyments. V'lo Yei Kal Rosho, V'lo Yei Sameach V'Tov Lev. El doeg va'onein kinyan shenemar ma'is onin adam chai gevra chata'av. So the Rambam says it's not just about eating. So that's maybe alluded to in this word here. He nazer, right? Shall we stay away? Kasher asisi, right? Ze kame shanim. Shall we stay away? Because this is not what we normally do. And the answer given by Hidvar Hashem tzvakos Eli lemar. Hashem tells me. Emaro kol am haaret. Say to them, the elakohanim lemar, kitzamtem b'safod b'chamishi b'shvi. When you fasted in the fifth and in the seventh, that's Av, and that's Tisha B'Av, and Shvi, that's Tishrei, that's Tzom Gedalia. V'zeh shivim shana, hatzom samtuni ani, did you fast for me? Meaning, was it l'shem shamayim? Were you focusing on getting the base of Mikdash back? V'chisochlu v'chisishtu. And when, what are the opposite? When you eat and drink on the other days. Halo atem ha'ochlim. V'atem ha'shosim. You're the one that are eating and drinking. Meaning, it doesn't make a difference about the fasting. The ikar is not the fasting. Halo esadvarim asher kara Hashem b'yad ha'neviyim ha'rishonim. B'yoz Yerushalayim. Remember the things that were said by the early prophets. When you were still in Yerushalayim. Yosheves u'shleva. V'yareh ha'sivoseha. Then when you were sitting b'sheket, in quiet, in peace, v'negev ha'shveli yoshev, meaning, remember what they said. What's Zechariah answering? It's not so important about whether you fast or not fast. How about your ma'isim? How's mishpat? How's shalom? How's everything related to your actions? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to focus on. Don't just ask about whether, you know, we should be fasting or not. Maybe say that maybe you shouldn't be staying where you are. Right? Look at your actions. Don't just ask about the technical requirements of whether there should be a fast or not. Interesting, here, the Shvi'i is added in. They said, should we fast on the Chamishi? And his answer is, You think Hashem really focuses on fasting on the Chamishi and on the Shvi'i? So here two are mentioned. Two out of four. What's unique? The Abarbanel says that Tzom Gedalia goes with Tisha B'Av. Tzom Gedalia goes with Tisha B'Av. It's not as Chomer, but obviously it goes with that. Why? Because that is the day that was the final nail. That was the final nail in the coffin of the Galus, when Nebuchadnezzar finally said, it's enough, and it's not going to get any better. Right? That was his nitzig that was destroyed. The Mesilas Yesharim, if you remember, talks about Tzom Gedalia in a different context. In Perek Chaf, in Mishkal HaChasidus, he discusses the chait of Gedalia. The Gemara in Nidan, Daf Samach Aleph, says that blames Gedalia, at least partially, for his own murder, right? Even though Yishmael assassinated him. So what does that mean? Why should he be to blame? Says the Ramchal, V'hu, ki ein ladun devrei achasidus al marein arishon. You can never look at actions on the surface and decide whether they're perfect, they're mitzvah, they're averis, el etzarech la'ayenu lehisponein, ad heichan toldos hamais amagios. You have to look about the repercussions and the results of every action that you do. Sometimes the action looks great. But because some ramifications will be negative, the halacha would be not to do it. And if you do it, that's called sinning. That's not called piety. The story of Gedalia in Yirmiyo and in Malachim. Shemibnei rov chasiduso. Because of his great chasidus, when they told him, Yishmael is going to try to assassinate you, and he says, no, it's never going to be, I'm not Mekabel. So he was trying to be Donald Kav's chus. He thought he was doing a great mitzvah. But really, it led to his demise. Amar liyochan ben kirech, sheker atad over al Yishmael. Uma garam? Goram shemeis hu v'nifzru Yisrael. V'kava gachaltam hanish ara. V'kvar yiches hakasevei lov harikas adashem shenergu. They even blame him. Ki ilu haragam hu. The pasuk in Yirmiyo and the Gemara in Nida. Why is that? Because you can't just judge a man. Sometimes maisim look like averus, sometimes averus look like mitzvos. Right? That's the Chofetz Chaim's comment on the Haftorah for Shabbos Chanukah, which we discussed a couple of prakim ago, that it says, "V'hu omid al yamino l'sitno." The satan is on the right to be mastin. What does that mean? On the right, usually averos and the satan are on the left, and mitzvahs are on the right. Sometimes he'll dress up like a mitzvah. Dress up like a mitzvah, and he'll convince you that way. And that's what exactly happens here at Tzom Gedalia. The message of Tzom Gedalia is Mishkal HaChasidus, to always think deeply about all the actions that we're involved in, to make sure that it is appropriate, everything that we are doing, and to analyze Yefashpesh and Yemashmesh Bimaisim. And that's the added element of Tzom Gedalia, and that's why the Abarbanel here says both Tisha B'Av and Tzom Gedalia are joined. The Rambam has a big discussion in Shmona Prakim, in his Akdamah to Pirkei Avos. The Rambam there discusses in Perek Dalid the balance that one has to have in life. The balance, right, the Refuos Chole HaNefesh. This is the Perek where the Rambam discusses his famous Shvelazov. Hamaisim HaTovim, Heim Maisim HaShavim, HaMimutsaim, Bein Shtei HaKsavos. Sheshtei and Ra, the two extremes are bad. Ha'achas Mehen Tosefes, Vashenis, Chisaron. Right, and the best is to be right in the middle. And the best is to be right in the middle regarding many different actions and events and parts of our life. And one of the issues that he discusses is being involved in Gashmias in the world. Being involved in Gashmias. He says certain chasidim, b'ksas hazmanim, b'ksas hanashim, gam kei minitos achar katze, they think fasting is the ultimate. Fasting and desisting and staying away from Gashmi activities is what Hashem wants. Tzom, b'kam balelos, hanachas achilas basar, v'shtiyas yayin, harchakas hanashim, lavash tzemer, v'aseyar, shchuna seharim, sit on the mountains, his bodid b'midbaros. They think that that's what the goal. They think that's what the goal. Ki'ilu, says the Rambam, ki'ilu Hashem yisbarach, sone haguf, v'rotze la'abdo. V'heim lo yadu, she'ilu apulos ra. They don't believe, they don't realize that these are negative. V'shebehen tagia p'chisus mi p'chisiyos ha'nefesh. that's going to lead to negative. If your body isn't healthy, then your nefesh is not going to be healthy. It's like somebody who doesn't know medicine. When they see a doctor give somebody who's about to die certain types of medicines and they see it causes them to live, they're like, okay, I guess I should take those medicines. If they save a person from death and they heal him, so surely it'll keep him healthy. And they take it. No, that's only for extreme cases. That's not to keep you healthy. The perfect Torah that we have says, what does the pasuk say in Tehillim describing the Torah? Torah Hashem Tamima, Meshivas Nafesh. It invigorates the soul. Lo zachra davar mizeh. It's never mentioned. It never mentioned sigufim and inuyim. Only Yom Kippur. Amnam kivna lios ha'adam tiv'i holech b'derech ha'emsa'i. Right? You're supposed to do everything in balance. Yochal mashiyish lo lechol. B'shivui. V'yishte mashiyish lo lishtosh. B'shivui. Eating, drinking a proper amount. V'yiva mashamutu olivo b'shivui. V'yishkon b'medinos b'yosher b'emuna. Lo shiyishkon b'midbar yosu b'harim. Be part of society. V'lo yushiyil b'shatzemer v'aseyer v'lo shi'anagufo. Don't torture yourself. Right, and that's what he says. A nazir is not a goal. And then he says, this is what's related to our parak now. Ubedivri nevi'enu. V'chachmei torasenu ra'inu. Throughout the nevi'im, you will see, says the Rambam, shahi mechavdim al shivui u'shmiras nashu v'gufam. They always tell you to be balanced. Al mashe techayvim Torah. And Hashem tells us, ayidin v'il l'bishashol atzum yom echad ba'olam. And through the Navi, Hashem answers to the one that wanted a fast, that was thinking about fasting, im yasvin alav, if they should continue fasting or not. V'hu amram l'navi ha'sacharya. And he says to Zechariah, ha'evka b'chodesh ha'chamishi hi nazer, kashir ha'sisi zeh kamashan, and the Rambam quotes our parak, where they asked him, should he fast? And what does he answer? Kitzamtim v'svod ha'chamishi b'ashvi v'sashim shan atzom tzatsuni ali, v'chisochlu v'chestishtu v'chulu. And he says, what does he mean by that? Meaning, what toelus is there? Right? Eating, drinking, fasting, that's not the ikur. Just eat and drink the normal amount. It's not per se fasting is great. No. It's the maisim. It's the actions. It's the midos. That's what it's about. Not the fasting. And that's what we're going to have in the end of the parak, as he's going to say what it's supposed to do. Take care of almanos and yisomim, and don't think badly of your friends. So the Rambam says that our parak and the next parak, which he goes psukim from, is all about Zechariah telling them, balance life. Right, the fasting per se is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. Continuing, Vayhi Dvar Hashem al Zechariah Le'emar, Hashem says to Zechariah. Now we go back to he reviews to the Chatoim that brought us to this state in the first place. And the Malbim emphasizes, why is he saying this? If these are the Chatoim that caused the Korban, then surely if we're still violating these Chatoim, it's not going to be built. It's not going to be built. It says, Ki Adavar Shayasiba L'chadesh Eze Inyin Shalo Aya, if it heats something up and it could keep something that is heated. So again, that's why he's reviewing also some of these, implying to them that they have to improve in these areas. Komar Hashem Tzvakos Leimar, Mishpat Emes Shvotu, judge truthfully, the Chesed V'Rachamim, Asu Ishes Achiv, to Chesed V'Rachamim, V'Almana V'Yasum V'Ger V'Ani Al Tashoku, don't oppress those that are very susceptible to being taken advantage of. V'Ra'as Ish Achiv, Al Tachshavu Bilvavchem, and the evil against your friend, Al Tachshavu Bilvavchem. So what does that mean? Al tachshu bilvavchem, says the Radak. Al tachshivu ish ra'as achi bilvavchem, afila machshava asura. Right? Like the pasuk says, there's an issur in the Torah, not hating your friend in your heart. Lo sisa zachicha bilvavecha. The Radak also says, maybe machshava maybe de maisa, afilo yase maisa asur. Right? So it could also be like a siyag daraisa. Don't hate your friend, but this is in a reference to the issur of Sinna. There are different mafarshim that talk about why the same pasuk has those sisra zachicha b'levecha, and right away hocheach tochiach esamisecha. So some say it's a limit, meaning don't hate your friend, and therefore when you give tochacha, you have to give it properly. Hocheach tochicha v'losisa lavchet. Right? Be careful. Don't do it out of hatred. You can't hate your friend. You have to love your friend, and that would lead to proper tochacha. Others say, the Arachayim says, if you're having a feeling for somebody, and if you have some type of feeling, don't let it fester, because then it's just going to get worse. He doesn't know he did anything wrong, and it could lead to more machlokas. Rather, you should say something. Says the Arachayim, im nesavev me'achicha davar ha-gorem l'san oso, lo tisneo bilibcha. Don't hate your friend in your heart. Elavicha, daveri lov tochachos, al asher kacha sibev. Explain. Lo tachlit b'daitecha, shemash nisva me'achicha barasha asan, v'odenu omei b'chet'o, amus al shechmo. Eladanos olakav schuz v'tochichenu. And either way, he'll give an excuse for what happened, or he'll feel bad. So either way, don't hold it in your heart. Again, that's all referring to the Machshava here. Rav Nevenzal writes in Vayikra, on page Lamed Gimel, he says, maybe this means a deeper idea, another level. Ra'as ish achiv, the ra'ah of your friend, al tachshu b'vavchem. Don't be machshiv. Don't be machshiv that. Everybody has negative things about them. But focus on the good. Focus on the good things that you can learn from your friend. Ve'ro'az ish achiv, al tachshivu b'lvavchem. Don't be machshiv that. Don't be machshiv that. Good. That's what he's telling them what to do. Vayimanu lahakshiv, vayitnu kasev sorares. But rather, what happened in the days of the first Beis HaMikdash, right? They refused to listen, and they gave a rebellious shoulder. Vazneim echbidu mishmo, and they made their ears heavy not to hear. Valibam samu shamir. And they put their hearts like a shamir. Most mean a shamir, we know, was that little worm that cut the rock. It was very strong. So they made their heart very strong and hard not to listen. Mishmo asat Torah v'asat Dvar Mishal Shalach Hashem Tzvakos Berucho, that Hashem sent. Biyad HaNeviim HaRishonim. V'yiketzav Gadol Meis Hashem Tzvakos. So basically you're asking whether to fast or not to fast. The ikar is your actions. V'yikasher kara v'lo shameyu ken yikru v'lo eshma. Just like Hashem called and they didn't listen, so too they're going to call and I'm not going to listen. Amar Hashem Tzvakos, va'as va'esa areim, and I will put them in a sa'ar, in a storm. I'll call a gayim esher lo yida'um, amongst the nations that they didn't know. Va'eres nashama achreim, it'll be desolate. Me'over u'mishav, nobody's going to be traveling. Va'yasima eres chemda l'shama, the eretz chemda will be desolate. Right, we use that lashon in benching. Eretz chemda tovar chavar. Salvechik writes, eretz chemda, chemda means this magical magnetic pull. The Lashon is used by Nechma Lamara, by Chava. She had this magnetic pull to come to the tree. But so too, Eretz Yisrael has this magnetic pull on the Jews, says Rebbe Salvechik, and that's why it is called Eretz Chemda. Says the, just read the Lashon that he has. When Eve saw the tree, she fell under its spell and, like a sleepwalker, almost involuntarily reached out for its fruit. She couldn't control herself. This is Chemda. When we refer to Eretz Yisrael as the Eretz Chemda, we mean the land attracts the Jewish people. It enchants us and will never let us go. At no point in our long, painful diaspora did we ever give up on Eretz Yisrael. No matter how distant we are, we cannot escape the pull of Eretz Yisrael. That is why we call it Eretz Chemda, right? So that's the Chemda. That Lashon comes from this parak right here in Zechariah. Okay, we will stop here.